Today, Port Aransas, Texas is kicking off its annual three-day Sand Fest. Past winners include sand sculptures of galloping horses, lounging gorillas, and a giant girl with flowing snake-like hair. The festival usually attracts thousands of visitors, but it almost didn't happen this year because Port Aransas, on a barrier island off the Texas coast, was hit hard by Hurricane Harvey last August. Joining us now is Mark Landrum. He's on the board of Texas Sand Fest. Hi, Mark. I hear you're at the beach. Pretty good conditions today for making sandcastles?
Oh, yes. It's great. It's sunny and going to be up to 78 degrees today, so it's perfect beach conditions.
Just a couple of weeks ago, many of the hotels in the port area were still closed following damage from Hurricane Harvey. Usually this time of year, hotels are, you know, almost sold out. Are they open now?
We're probably at about 40% now have a return. A lot of the large condos may take a year or may take 2 years. My place is fine, but I wake up every morning to the sound of roofs being put on and siding being put on, and it's like building a new town all at once.
So recovery is underway, but the town has a long way to go?
Yes. Town is very excited about Sandfest this year because it's the first event that didn't get canceled. So we're hoping to have a big crowd, a lot of people, and come down here and help us bounce back.
Mark, you've been a fixture at Sandfest for many years. Were you pretty worried that the festival wouldn't happen this year after the hurricane?
Yes, our first board meeting after the hurricane, we sat around and kind of looked at each other and said, how is it going to be possible to have the Sandfest this year? We got to talking about it and said, that'll be our goal. We'll pretend it didn't even happen, and we'll help some of these people out that need help because we do raise money for the community and get Sandfest going and give people a positive spin on the hurricane.
Mark, how dependent is Port Aransas on tourism?
It's our main industry. That's all we have really here is the tourists. And we do get tourists all summer long. And then in the wintertime, we get what we call winter Texans, people who spend their winters down here, get out of the cold up north.
Mark, hurricane season is coming soon, starting in June. Are you at all frustrated with the pace of recovery, or you think, given what happened, things are on track?
Well, I'm kind of like everybody else here in Port Aransas. We're all excited about how quickly things, after the hurricane, people chipped in and helped each other out. We didn't wait on anybody to come down here and help us out. We just jumped in and started recovering, picking up and cleaning up. And it didn't start slowing down until, you know, you started getting waiting on contractors, waiting on insurance. And it's discouraging when you see your favorite store is not open yet, or I still have friends that are sleeping in other towns, you know, close by, and coming over here and working on their house. I can't get in their house. You have pockets of that, you know, a little depression, but you bounce back when you realize something new opened up.
Well, we wish your town all the best in rebuilding and hope you guys have a happy Sand Fest.
Okay, thanks.
Mark Landrum is on the board of the Texas Sand Fest, which goes through this weekend in Port Aransas. He's also known as the Port Aransas Sand Castle Guy. Yeah, clap your hands, stomp your feet, feel that rhythm, feel the beat tonight. That's the band Two Tons of Steel. They'll be rocking Sand Fest this weekend. You are listening on this Friday to Here and Now.